Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Fasano and Sandy, waking you up.
Hi there, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Fasano and Sandy, a 64-degree start of your morning and a little damp out there. It's Fasano and Sandy. Hello, I'm Scott Fasano. There's Sandy Waters. What's up with y'all? Have a day.
Hello, good morning.
It's Tuesday. I think Tuesdays are harder than Mondays, honestly.
It's only Tuesday.
I know. Only.
That's all right. We don't want to wish our lives away.
No, not at all. I really do think so. And I really think Tuesdays are harder than Mondays. Because Mondays, you get the Sundays and you're all prepared for it. And you're like, oh, Monday. Like, all right, well, Monday. But then Tuesday comes around, you're like, oh.
Tuesdays, I found, are harder if you have a busy weekend ahead. There's nothing really to look forward to if you have a busy weekend.
Oh.
At least that's how I see it.
All the way from Tuesday on, you're dreading it, huh?
Yeah. Because I'm like, normally, like, if there's nothing this weekend or something really fun you're looking forward to, it's like, okay, yay.
Yeah.
It's, you know, whatever. It's I'm excited for it. But now it's like, oh, man, I got a busy weekend, too. So
I know. It's one day closer to the busy weekend that you're
right.
Like, okay, well, we've had some rain overnight and a little wet this morning, but it's moving out. It's heading east. You're getting into Newark and Geneva right now, maybe up Wolcott out that way, but like it's over Syracuse. So it's going to peter out and give us maybe a little bit chance, but maybe like 50-50 chance of it throughout the day. So mostly cloudy now.
50-50 is not a little chance. That's a lot.
Well, it's not. It's half of a chance of it raining.
That's a big amount. I see. Like, the minute you say 30%, I'm like, okay, we're good today. If you go 50-50, okay, it's not looking good.
We're saying, they say 45%. Is that better?
No, that to me, in my mind, when I hear that, it's going to rain today.
No, they say don't cancel your outdoor plans. You're going to be fine.
Listen to this. Like, nope.
Nope.
Nope, you dummy.
Marty Snyder and I have been like DMing from 13 Wham, and he's like, you know.
You're such a groupie of Marty Snyder.
And Mark McClain. Yeah, all those meteorologists are like a little guy kind of.
Oh, yes, Mark McClain too. Yeah, you're
and
a groupie.
Hetsko, but he's sleeping right now. So, anyway.
Scott has always, if you're new to the show, Scott has always wanted to be a weather guy. Like, if he wasn't doing this, he'd be a weather guy.
If they asked me, you know, I was thinking about that the other day. It's like, I wonder what kind of college education and degree in meteorology and micrometeorology, climate, weather studies, it involved is what's involved in that. you know?
I think it's just a bachelor's degree, isn't it?
I don't know. You could probably get up to as higher of a degree as you want in it, but...
Oh, you're saying, are you able to...
Am I qualified? No.
Yeah.
No, God,
are you able to get a side gig of... I mean, weather guy. Oh my God, you would be so awesome.
But you
what would be your shtick?
The half of it is your TV presence and be able to do stuff right on camera. The like 99% of the rest of it is your knowledge and expertise in that science, climate science.
You have to have thick skin. I don't even know if you're cut out for it, because everywhere you go, people are going to razz you for if you were right or wrong. And chances are they're going to razz you for when you're wrong with the weather, right? So you got to have thick skin. So already, I'm not sure, because you're such a people pleaser that you would be like, okay, during your weather report, you'd be like, okay, listen, it's going to rain, but not, it might not, but it'd be so wishy-washy.
I've had discussions like this with weather people, and they're like, people don't know. They don't understand how it works. I understand what they say more than when people are like, wow, you said it was going to rain and it didn't. Or you said it's not going to rain and it did.
Maybe that's your shtick.
Huh.
You'll be like, listen, dummy, if you think it's not going to rain.
Right. Well, listen, you know what? This is what I would tell people. Take a cup of black coffee, right? Take one of those little creamers you get at the diner and pour it in and watch what happens. You see how it swirls left and right and up and down and in and out? That's weather. And you can't.
That's your shtick. You'll be bringing props to your weather report.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know which way it's going to curve. You know, you can try to figure out based on, you know, which way it's going.
Oh,
but
my God. I think you would be great. Just don't give up this job just yet. Not until I retire, but you would be so good.
If it's, you know, if they called and said, listen, we need to stand in, we got a script for you, I'll do it.
Oh, I know you would do
yeah.
it. You should tell them when we go there on Friday.
Well, when I see Scott Hesko do the promos on 13 Wham and Fox Rochester about, hey, if you have an 8-year-old that wants to be a meteorologist for the day, I'm thinking, oh, I wish I was 8.
Dude, just walk in on your knees. You're fine. You're fine.
Oh, God. All right. Well, it is Tuesday and officially mostly cloudy. Rain moves east on a very slight chance later on in 74 degrees. Still, you know, in the warmish, you know, area. So we're good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Coming up on the show, we got a local Tops hero.
Mm-hmm.
Henrietta Jefferson Road Tops hero.
Absolutely.
Some call him a hero. Others call him crazy. We'll talk about him coming up on the show. We got a Jerker Justified, what we're known for. This is one of those trials, because I want to put something at the end of my neighbor's driveway.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of those trials that you cannot react too quickly. You have to hear me out.
Oh, okay. Fine. Hello. It's Tuesday. It's okay. We're here. It's 99 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Scott's Pisano, Sandy Waters with 6:07 on your morning clock to get you outside, about 63 degrees. It's wet, but rain is moving out of the area, bringing it up to 75 degrees today.
Oops. That's the big news, okay? Not going to be as much rain in 75. Also, the big news that you're going to hear today is Jimmy Kimmel will be back on tonight.
That's right. Jimmy Kimmel goes back on. It's been about a week back on it. That's going to be, I bet you he'll get some good ratings on that.
Neither of you were, you or I were right when we tried to take a stab at it when he's going to return.
Mm.
Well, I said a month. I said a month. You said he's not.
Yeah. And I had seen that he was back in a lawyer's office ready to sue and quit.
Yeah.
Looking to get out.
See, we've got it all wrong.
We figured it out.
Good thing we didn't bet money.
How about something exciting in my house yesterday?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're gonna hold off on my opinion about this until 8 o'clock, because as much as it warmed my heart to see your daughter's reaction when you gave it to her, it kind of hurt my heart because you gave it to her. Oh, I don't know if that was the best decision.
Because money got in the way. I know.
I don't know. It's, you know what? It's beyond money. Do you have her reaction, just her reaction?
Yeah, take a listen. Okay, where'd it go? It's not there. That's weird.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
Oh, come on. Her reaction was so great.
That's weird. I just finished. Okay. Didn't seem to want to do its little thing here. That's so weird.
Uh-oh. Even the computer is saying they don't believe.
I got it. Here.
This was a good idea.
Yeah, well, it didn't save the edit. Here, listen.
What'd you get? Are you excited?
It's so cute. I can't wait.
Okay.
Open this.
Okay.
I got a blue one.
Let me see.
I got a blue one. And the dog's like, what? What's going on? What's that? What's happening?
She's so cute. Like, her reaction was worth it. But then I'm thinking, when you sent me that video, I was like, God, I don't know. I don't know if I think that was the right thing to do.
Why?
Well, okay, we'll talk about it later on in the show at 8 o'clock. And I would love for you, when more people are listening, because they're going to have a strong take, too. You're either thinking this is a great idea, or you're thinking, oh, God.
Yep.
You fell for it.
I didn't fall for anything. I wanted it. And so does she. So
yeah,
I broke down, baby. I broke it down.
Now,
all right.
Don't take offense when I tell you how I feel.
I know,
mean,
I'm a better parent.
You're a great dad.
I'm a better parent. I get it. You like to deny your children of happiness? I like to give my child happiness.
Listen, I was just about to say we're not comparing parenting, and here you are. I'm a better parent.
Yes, we are.
You're so quick to say you're a better parent.
All right. I'll listen to your debate on why it was a bad idea.
I could be the only one to think this. So that's why I want to bring it up on the air. Because if I am the only one, then call me crazy. Whatever.
Yeah.
But it just didn't. There was a part of me that felt like I had this little pit in my stomach.
I'm trying to think of why.
I just. We'll leave it at that. 8 o'clock.
All
join
right.
us
that's
and get fine. Ready to call in.
Fine.
The best part of your morning that isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning. Getting you up and out. It is 6:19, and we're looking at some rain moving out of the area in 74 degrees. It'll stay cloudy. So I don't know if you ever heard us do the honesty box on Friday mornings and Thursdays when we ask our guests that we have in the studio to put in our little anonymous slips of paper.
One thing they love about the show, one thing they hate about the show, and then one question that Scotty and I will have to answer no matter how uncomfortable it is, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gotten this a couple times now.
On Friday we pulled this out, right?
Yeah. Yes, again. Mm-hmm. But we've gotten this before where one thing they hate about the show is that we just kind of leave. We ghost everyone after we're done with the show. We don't say goodbye.
We don't say goodbye.
And they're like, you got to come up with a signature goodbye. Like, God, we've been working together for how long and we don't have a signature?
We were told by
goodbye.
A boss, don't say goodbye because everybody will change the channel and go away and never come back.
So we're looking for a signature goodbye that we can steal. Anyone got a good one? Have you ever heard a good one that we can take? Back in the day, I even remember listening to you when I was growing up on the school bus going to Autumn Lane in Brookside. You would say, see you, bye.
See you, bye. That was my thing, man.
Which could be it. I mean, you added a nice layer to it yesterday. Keep your head on the ground and your ass in the air.
Yes, exactly.
See you, bye.
I was trying to quote Casey Kasem in American Top 40 back in the old days, but I think I screwed that one up.
I mean, but I like that.
Keep your face on the ground and your ass in the air.
I do like that. But we got a whole bunch of text messages, or not text messages, social media messages, and we got a couple of voice messages, too.
All right.
With suggestions. So,
what do you want? You want the voice ones first? Or
whatever you want. You tell me. But now, hold on. Mm. Can we be brutally honest, or do we have to be polite?
Oh, I don't
Can
know
we just say no? That was terrible.
I don't
Nobody
know
Nobody take
people.
Offense.
I don't know these people. Okay, let's
okay,
play.
Okay, we'll be brutally honest.
I have not listened to these yet. You sent files, and I'm going to play them.
Yep.
Okay, let's see here.
Same chaos, new day tomorrow.
Wait, what?
Same chaos, new day tomorrow.
Oh, same chaos.
Oh, same chaos, new day tomorrow.
Same chaos, new day tomorrow. We're going to have three buckets. We're going to have, like they do at, what clothing store? Is it Marshall's that has maybe... Definitely not. And yes, in their dressing room.
That's a maybe.
That's a maybe?
That's a maybe one.
Okay, that's a maybe.
Same chaos, new day tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Same chaos, new day tomorrow. How about this one?
How about this one? Like, may your coffee be strong and your boss be weak.
May your coffee be strong.
And your boss be weak.
I love that. Yeah, I don't want to alienate any bosses, so.
Oh, okay. That's a no. That's a no.
I like the weak, the you know, strong weak thing. I like that whole, you know.
Yeah. Okay, but that's a no. And we gotta be firm in our decision. No, that's a no. How about this? Looking on social media, thanks for listening. You complete us like ranch does pizza.
Ranch does pizza?
I don't know.
It's a little long.
Yeah, no. I don't even get the ranch does pizza part. Because we're so not, we don't complete anybody, really?
A ranch does complete pizza. It's just a little
does
fringe.
It?
Yeah. Have you ever tried dipping pizza in ranch dressing?
Absolutely
not.
Oh,
you haven't tried.
Oh, maybe that is us then.
Wait a second.
People write us off, but you haven't tried us yet.
My little wallflower, you have not tried ranch dressing on pizza.
I don't think so. No.
Have you ever dipped it in anything?
No. Why does it need to be dipped? It's pizza. It's got enough crap on it.
Oh, no.
Why do I need to dip my pizza?
I'm not a crust lover, but ranch helps. When I get down to the crust, I put a pile of ranch on the plate and dip it and eat it.
Nope. Never done that.
Really?
Yeah.
You sheltered little thing, you.
Maybe that's our thing.
Jesus.
Join us tomorrow for another sheltered little thing. Same time, same place, less dignity tomorrow. It sounds like you wrote that.
Sounds like something I would say.
Yeah, it totally does. Same time, same place. Less dignity tomorrow.
How about we're out of time, but not out of nonsense. We'll see you next show.
I don't like the word nonsense. It's cheesy.
Why?
I just said it's cheesy.
Cheesy?
I don't like it. Yeah, it paints this weird, like, oh, they're trying to be funny image in my mind. No, I don't like the word nonsense. Less dignity is kind of funny. That's kind of funny. Same time, same place, less dignity. Well, where are we putting that one? I'm going to say maybe for that one.
Yeah, it's a maybe. It's got to be Ray. Isn't that an NSYNC song?
Oh, maybe that's it. It's got to be Ray.
It's got to be Ray. It's going to be
See you, bye. Yeah.
I like see you, bye. What do you got an idea?
I got an idea for you. I'll give you an old one. Well, good majority of your listeners listen to you.
Yeah.
What do they all end up doing?
Dying.
Getting in a vehicle. unfortunately. Got some taxi.
They age out of us. They just like, they listen forever and then they die.
Dying. I hope you don't die today. Bye.
That's it. Don't die today. We'll be back tomorrow.
See you, bye.
See you, bye. Okay, I'm sorry, Ray. Go ahead. I was stomping on you there.
That's okay. There's an old saying us truckers use that can be used in general, and it doesn't say goodbye to make anybody turn the station.
Yeah.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down. Have a safe day.
Ah.
No, that's one I don't get. It makes me think too hard. What do you mean keep the shiny side up, the dirty side down? Of what?
Sheltered
little wallflower, right?
Oh, no. Is this another exposing my ignorance? What does it mean?
Well, there's what's, like, do you still use a CB radio in your truck?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so what about some sign-offs that CB radio does?
Wait, like, you guys aren't going to explain to me what that means?
You'll figure it out.
I shelled in the light and you... The shiny side up, dirty side down refers to keeping your truck or your vehicle upright and safe and not having an accident. And, of course, the dirty side down would mean you ditched it.
Yeah, you ditched it.
Or had an accident.
Right. Oh, hey, yeah. No clue.
Yeah, don't flip your truck is what it says. Ray, thanks, man. I'm going to take another call. Thanks, buddy.
Hey. Oh, my God. What if we make it like you learn something new every day?
There you go. Hi, the buzz.
See you, bye.
Have the day you deserve.
Have the day you deserve. I love that.
Wait, I like that. Hold on, I got to write that one down. Have the day you deserve.
There's got to be something in front of that, though.
Well, then we end it with see you, bye. We keep your see you, bye, because I know you really love that.
Yeah.
Have the day you deserve. Oh, you are good, my friend.
What's your name? Who's this?
It's Tim Elliott.
Tim, have you ever called us before? Have you listened for a long time?
I haven't listened in a long time. I happened to turn on the radio, heard your discussion, and called in.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
We got to give him a first-time long time.
First-time long time. This is Tim right here. Tim the Enchanter right there.
Yay!
All right. Yeah. The day you deserve. I was thinking like coffee's done, mic's off, have the day you deserve.
No, that's too much. Too much. What do you? No,
that's saying.
Okay, get off the damn stage, Scott. Leave. You're saying too much.
It's basically what the people are asking us to do is sign off and just put a nail in it.
Just goodbye,
Tim. Thanks,
don't
man.
Die today.
Call anytime. All right.
Thanks.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Oh, that was so good. Okay, if you have more ideas, let us know.
Yeah.
There's a way you can leave us a voice message on the Audacy app, AUDACY, or just social media. Just send us a message.
Yeah, we'll be bouncing this around all week. So if you got any ideas, let us know. Okay.
Okay. So it feels like it's going to be another conversation of had no idea this was really a thing.
Wallflower like morning on Tuesday here. Wallflower Tuesday. Sheltered little girl third Tuesday here.
Anybody in a sorority, have you ever been in a sorority or your kid?
Mm-hmm.
Are they in a sorority? Because I had no idea this was a thing. And this is insane.
Okay.
And I blame mom. I blame mom for this.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, 6:45 in the Buzz. Pizzano, Sandy, another revelation of revelations this morning that you just didn't know about.
I know.
You're like, hey.
It's like, is this really a thing? How did I miss this? Anybody know anyone who's been in a sorority, or maybe your kid is in a sorority right now? 818-2899. Very, very curious.
You know, it's funny because, like, you did 4 years of SUNY Brockport. I only did 2 years of Geneseo. I never even finished.
Here's the thing. I know about sorority. There's a piece of sororities that I had no idea. And I'm curious to find out if anyone else was just as clueless as I was. Now, yeah, I went to SUNY Brockport.
Mm-hmm.
There were sororities.
Mm-hmm.
I am the type of person that I I don't know how I feel about sororities. I almost, it could be a stereotype. It could be a stigma.
Why?
I just feel like I don't want to pay for my friends. But I get that. It's not that. When I was going through college, that was my mindset about sororities. Okay. So then I stumbled upon this, and I think this was Good Morning America. Sorority Rush. They did a report on it. Now, there's a show on Disney Plus and Hulu called Impact by Nightline, Secrets of Sorority Rush. This is not the first season. Right. I think
it's like the third.
I didn't realize how intense it was to even freaking get into a sorority.
Yeah, take a listen to this.
The outfits, the dancing, the cheering, and chanting. This is Sorority Rush. More than 150,000 young women across the country competing for that coveted invitation. What you don't see? The months of hard work and thousands of dollars spent.
Rush is not for the weak.
Rush coaches are now their secret weapon.
What?
Their strategy is tailored to where a girl is rushing.
If it's in the South, it's focusing on the rec letters, the headshot, the social resume. For the Midwest and the Northeast, it's really about social media and helping girls start making connections.
But this kind of coaching doesn't come cheap. From an online class for $500, up to $3,000 for the full treatment,
what?
Which includes months of one-on-one work.
What?
No, no, no. Mom, stop it. Stop it right now. Are you for effing serious? You are paying for a Sorority Rush coach?
What a niche, huh? Brilliant idea.
I don't like it. It hurt my stomach watching that. What are we doing to our daughters? And then I looked up, well, why isn't this a thing with fraternities? And they're like, well, usually it's less formal and it's not as public. So if you don't make it into the fraternity, it's no big deal because nobody knows whether you made it or not.
Mm.
Sororities, it's like, yeah, let's just, again, F up girls' mental health by doing. I hate this.
Really?
Yeah, I don't mean to get so passionate this early, but I was so bothered by it.
I'm not really, I know it's a culture that is full of lifelong friendships and camaraderie, where you find people of like tastes and ideas.
Sure,
and
I get that.
It's like going to a private school. You have that network forever.
Yeah, but to spend money to hire a coach to help you get in, that part is the part. Like, the whole being in a sorority, I know it. My niece is in one. There's a lot of benefits to it,
absolutely.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize the intense competition.
Well, was it hard for her to get in?
I didn't think so. Now I got to ask my sister. Yeah. I don't know.
So you don't really talk to them about that whole part of their college experience?
I mean, they didn't say. I don't think she hired a coach to get into a sorority. That just sounds insane to me. I think she just got it. I don't know now. I don't know about anything.
Who needs a coach? You want to get into a sorority, it comes with certain criteria, right? Is that how it works?
Why?
So if you don't have all that, if you don't have all that, right? It's like taking driving lessons. You need someone to teach you how to get to that criteria or present that thing.
Don't you think it's just adding unnecessary pressure? Like, I get it. Be a coach into what your career is going to be. Fine. Coaches. I'm not anti-coaches. But I just think, like, this is the focus. This is what we're spending money and hours trying to get into this group when it's not about that. And why don't, if the fraternities don't do it, like, we keep trying to knock our daughter's eye off the ball. Like, this isn't the focus. College, it's not the sorority.
Hold on a second.
I don't like it.
My vision of a sorority is a group of networked people that turn into, and they all, it's like a mastermind, right? Where you all benefit from each other's presence and your ideas and your different angles and your different connections. And some sororities are really, really in demand when it comes to being in that kind of group. Where
I
you
get
can,
the
you
sorority, can, though, Scott.
Yeah,
it's the whole Sorority Rush part of it. It's hiring the coaches to get in. That's the layer of this.
Yeah,
and maybe I'm the only person. Maybe I'm missing something because I am very ignorant about this. I'll be the first to admit. So maybe someone can educate me. I just don't get that level of that pressure.
Yeah.
To get in. It's like you got to be part of the it click. Otherwise.
Well, okay. So here's the thing. It could be a parent pushing a kid doing it.
Absolutely. That's what it is.
Or it could be a kid asking, please, I want to get in on this. I want your help. It could be coming from a parent that says, fine, if you want to do it, you pay for it yourself. I mean, there's a lot of different scenarios.
I think it's mom. Not to call out moms, but I think it's moms. I don't think the daughters would have signed up with a coach if it wasn't for mom pushing them.
Is it more of moms that were in a sorority and know the benefits of it and say, this would be really beneficial to you, this is a good investment? Or is it moms that never got into sorority that want to push their kids into something different, better?
You know what this is? I think it's both. This is that parent on the sidelines when their kid is playing and they're so damn intense about it because they want to relive their peak of their career, or they want to achieve something that they never achieved through their kids. That's what I see it as. Okay. I don't know. I could be talking totally like wrong, but
818-2899 if you got thoughts. Other than that, it's 6:52 on the buzz.
Did you say thoughts or farts?
Thoughts.
Because I thought you said farts.
Well, if you got farts, no. too, because farts are funny and farts equal ratings.
That's how you get into the fraternity.
Right.
Okay, coming up.
Best toot wins.
Us girls should do that.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
That's us. How you doing? Tuesday morning. It's the 23rd of September. I'm Scott Spisano. This is Sandy Waters. Looking at 7:06 and 64 degrees. I didn't look outside yet, but the rapture is supposed to happen today, where all God-loving people will go up in the air really quickly. Did you hear about that? It's all over social media.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah. I got some questions about that, maybe in between, a little bit later on. We got to get to the hero of the grocery store, the Tops guy.
Well, we're calling him the hero of the Jefferson Road Tops. I don't know. Some people might call him nutty.
He's a hero. Definitely a hero.
But before all of that, and by the way, big news today, Jimmy Kimmel's back on TV tonight.
Yeah,
okay, you're going to hear a lot about that today. Tell everybody you heard it from us. Okay, so we had this voicemail come in from Abby, and she is so stinking sweet, but she doesn't leave us her phone number. So if you ever leave us a voice message on the free Audacy app, AUDACY, just make sure you leave us a number so we can call you back.
Yeah, Abby, I know you're listening right now, so call us up, 818-2899. We'll connect.
So yesterday, and this is what prompted her to leave us a voice message, and it was kind of scary what she said in her voice message, but yesterday we were talking about, at this time, you know that big scam, 8 people charged federally with scamming 139 senior citizens, totaling $11 million, and some of these senior citizens were local people.
Yes, yeah.
We were talking about that one Greece guy. He's 78 years old, and he had to stop working because of an injury, and then all of a sudden, Publishers Clearinghouse,
supposedly,
called him, told him he won money, and $30,000 later, he didn't get any money.
No, he got scammed.
That was just one of the many examples. And then she left us a voice message that was like, oh, these old people don't want to listen to the warnings.
Listen, this is fascinating. Here she is.
Good morning. I work at a Wegmans at the customer service desk, and we see this gift card scamming all the time. And it's always with an older demographic. And it doesn't matter usually how many times we tell them, are you sure you know exactly who this money's going to? No, you can't pay for your daughter's groceries on a gift card that's meant for gaming or an Apple gift card. You can't pay your utility bill with an Apple gift card. They never believe us. And that's what's so scary about these scams, is that the scammers are so believable, and they prey on them by hitting personal notes. They'll answer the phone, be like, hey, dad. And then the person immediately, oh, Jessica, like, is this you? Oh, yeah, this is Jessica. And it's really, really scary and unfortunate.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Who's like your mother-in-law or father-in-law? Do you think they would even believe you if you got this bad feeling about something they were doing? Would you even feel comfortable enough to be like, hey, that ain't right? And would they believe you?
Yeah, my father-in-law, he was in law enforcement, so he's got it down. He knows.
Nah, but you say, you know what? There are some people, and again, somebody call in or come on the show because there are some people who were trained to sniff out these things, and then once they get older, all of a sudden something happens where they fall prey to it too.
Right. Hi, Buzz. Morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Is this Abby?
Hi. This is Abby.
Oh, there you are. Hi. Yay. I'm glad you're listening. Glad you're listening.
It's like we're meeting someone famous. You leave us so many voice messages that are so darn good, and we're like, we want to meet her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize I should leave my phone number. Actually, when I first heard you guys wanted to talk about this, I considered leaving another message with my number, but yeah.
I wasn't sure. Yeah, no, well, so now you're in the Buzz fam, so you can never go. It's like some mafia. You can never get out now.
So what? This is so heartbreaking because I kind of feel like even as kids, if we tell our parents, hey, listen, that doesn't sound right, I don't know how many parents would even believe us, just like you said, your customers.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they honestly wouldn't. This has actually happened to one of my family members, too. He was really close with one of my cousins. It was my grandfather. He was really close with one of my cousins. Mm-hmm. And someone scammed him saying that he was my cousin. He needed a lot of money to fix his car. Oh. And when my cousin tried telling him, that wasn't me. I didn't receive any of that money, the thousands of dollars my grandfather sent over. He didn't believe him, and then he thought that my cousin was the one scamming him, and it, like, destroyed their relationship.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's really unfortunate. And I also have, like, the husband of the woman who's getting scammed coming in and saying this is our fault because they're down $100,000, and we let her buy the gift card.
Oh, well, no.
Like, we warned them so many times.
Wow.
I think there's a layer of pride. If you know, you're older, you're wiser, you're not supposed, and especially their generation, they grew up, with saying, hey, you can never say you're not perfect. You know what I mean? Like, our parents didn't talk to us about their flaws.
Oh,
this is like a
perfect
new thing.
Yes,
right. Yeah, right. So I think there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it's like you know, at the bar, you cut off the person who wants another drink and you know they shouldn't have another drink. I wonder if you could do that. Cut off the person
who
wants another gift card.
Sell them something.
I don't know.
Me too. We have a system of communication between stores too that used to be more along the lines of, hey, we had this really crazy person come in and curse us out, uh-huh. So just keep an eye out for them.
Right.
And now it's like everything is about gift card scam.
Wow.
Everything has changed because there's so much of it.
Well, I'm glad.
That's cool that you guys do communicate with each other.
And I'm glad you're bringing it to light because I think this is something that we kind of know about, but like to hear your real life stories about like these poor seniors that are just like, they just don't believe you. And it works on the scammers work on emotion and trust, and the older generation is very giving, you know?
And you said that couple, it was $100,000?
Yeah, it was up in that range. It was really scary.
Wow.
Holy cow. That's gut wrenching.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for what you do trying to look out for them.
Yeah. Can you hold on? I want to get your number. Can I get your number? Can you hold on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Stay right there. Oh my God. I just asked somebody I don't know for their digits.
Okay. Look at you. You still got it.
Yes,
and she said yes.
Yes,
she didn't even think twice.
So mind your elders, please. Keep an eye on them.
Yes. Yes. Okay, coming up, Jerk or Justified. This is where you decide the moral compass in Rochester. You have to make the call. It's either Jerk or Justified. And before you judge, you need to hear me out.
I wish you would have told me this because I would have completely put you in this. Like, this would be like, if you told me the story like it's normal, I'd be like, no, this is total Jerk or Justified. Weird. What you
I'm
did.
I'm self-aware enough to know that this could be potentially. Now, I didn't do it yet. This is what I want to do. I want to see how bad it would be to do this to a neighbor. Okay?
There's a little tiff going on in the house about this specific item. Okay, we'll just get to that in just a few, all right?
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Unique, untouchable, and always unpredictable. Jerk or justified.
Here it is.
With Spisano and Sandy.
Yes! I'm not getting 9 to buzz. Yay!
Returning a chair back to the neighbor's curb where you found it. Okay, now hear me out.
Give it a breath. Give it a breath.
Returning a chair to the neighbor's curb where you found it.
Yeah. Now, hold on. I know you're going to already want to cast your vote, jerk or justified, but just let me explain where my head's at. Okay?
Yeah.
So, do you remember that chair that I told you, that big, heavy, wooden, I mean, it was like a good, sturdy chair that my daughter and I, when we went for a walk in one of the neighboring neighborhoods, I saw this chair at the end of their driveway, and I was like, oh, well, actually, I went for a walk by myself, saw it at the end of the driveway, thought, ooh, that is a really nice chair. Went all the way back home,
yeah.
Grabbed my 21-year-old daughter. She's like the design chick.
Uh-huh.
We go back for a walk.
She's also like the thrifty and vintage person.
Yes, yes. She loves this stuff.
So obviously you're bringing someone who will be in your favor regardless.
Well, I just wanted to get her point of view because I don't have the design eye for anything.
I disagree with you. You only wanted her because you wanted her to help you carry the chair.
That is true, too. But anyhow, so we took a walk back to the neighbor's house to see it. And she goes, oh, yeah, this is a nice chair. Okay, walk right back home, grabbed my Atlas, came all the way back again. So now this neighbor has seen us 3 times. Pick up the chair, put it in the car, drive it back home, plop it in the new sunroom that we're building.
Yeah.
Husband gets home, hates it. Doesn't say anything about it, just rolls his eye. I was so excited about my find, he didn't say anything. Now, just the other day, he's like, that's it. This has got to get out of there.
Yeah.
I don't want this. Mm-hmm. I don't want someone else's garbage. We're not that poor.
Wow.
We don't need a hand-me-down. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is called thrifting. This is, okay, he's angry about it. Pick your battles. I'm going to get rid of it.
It wasn't like it's ugly. It doesn't fit the decor. It was like,
it's his male pride.
I don't want anybody else's trash. Okay.
It's his male pride. Absolutely. So irrational male pride, I should say. So, okay, I call whatever a place to pick it up because it's a heavy chair.
A place. A place. Your garbage service?
Well, no, not the garbage service, because it's a really nice chair. I want it to go into another good home. I don't want to just throw it out.
You want to put a lot of goodwill into it.
Right, and yeah. I don't want to call out the company that I called because they're like, send me a picture. I don't know if it's worth sending a driver out to pick it up.
Ah, right.
So I'm like, God, now this is becoming a pain in my butt to get rid of this chair. So my idea is, my daughter and I carry the chair back and put it back at the neighbor's driveway, like at the end of their driveway. I mean, it was there. I'm just returning it. I borrowed it for like a month, and now I'm returning.
Yeah, that was my question. How long has it been gone from the end of the driveway?
It's been a while. It's been a while. I'll admit that.
I think it was the beginning of spring, wasn't it?
Okay, I don't know. I lose track of time. I'm not sure when I grabbed this chair.
So,
but I just want to return it, give it back to, oh, nope, no thank you. So I tried it out, didn't look good.
So the Joneses down the street will be like, I'm glad that thing's gone. And all of a sudden they come out, dude's in his bathrobe, going out to get the newspaper. And he's like, wait, the chair is back. Like, what's going on?
Yes, that's pretty much it. I don't know these people. They don't know me. I don't know them.
818-2899, Jerk or Justify, to put the unwanted chair back in the neighbor's driveway when they didn't want it in the first place. Call Jerk or call Justified. Either way, call now. 818-2899.
Spezzano and Sandy put life's messy moments on trial. This is Jerk or Justified.
Okay.
I love you. You're the best. You're so... Your life is just so weird, and this is just so great.
Well, it's a thought. It's a serious thought that I'm considering, but I felt like before I take action, I bring it up here in the courtroom. Kind of feel like I know where this is going to go, but... Mm. Yeah, so, you know, when you dumpster dive, but I didn't go into a dumpster. I just picked up something from the end of somebody's driveway.
You were curb curious.
I was so curb. I can't even say that.
Yes, you were that.
And I usually typically don't do this kind of stuff. But this big, massive dark wooden chair was screaming my name. So I grabbed it.
It was at the end of somebody's driveway.
My husband hates it. And he demanded that I get rid of it.
So what do you want to do?
Well, I don't know what to do with this massive chair, so I want to just drop it back off at the driveway.
818-2899. Let's do this. Good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or Justified.
I'm sorry, Sandy. I gotta say jerk.
You're not sorry.
I kind of feel like this is where it's gonna go. Okay, I'm prepared. I'm fully prepared.
Know, why can't you just stick it in the end of your own driveway?
Right.
That is a very good point.
Yes.
I don't know. What happens with the garbage? Did they pick it up, or am I just going to have to sit and wait for a neighbor to grab it?
No, garbage guys love crunching up old things like that.
Yeah, they'll pick it up.
Yeah.
This is a massive, it's a big chair. Big, big chair.
Well, we've put some things out at the edge of our driveway before, and if it's really, really big, they take a picture of it, and then they charge you extra for it, but they do take it.
Yeah. I don't want to be charged extra.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they're going to be like, where the heck did this come back from?
I know. Thank you. Bye. Hi, The Buzz. How are you? Jerk or Justified?
Jerk.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sorry. You know what, Sandy? You could have just... You slept it twice. Well, four times. You went up, looked at it, then came back to get your car. And
right.
Got your kids up and back and up and back. You should have just put it at your own driveway. They would have taken it.
There you go. There's the second one. Isn't it funny? Can you imagine, like, you're like, oh, God, I'm glad that thing's gone. And the whole spring. The whole summer.
It appeared from the sky like a drop-in.
Right. And it'd be like, it must have missed its home somehow, someway.
Yeah.
It's a miraculous thing that happened from heaven. We're going to have to bring this back inside.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
They probably are second-guessing that. Right? They're probably thinking, you know, I really do miss that chair. I wish it would come back. And here it is.
I'll be honest with you. I have dumpster dived to see things on the side, and I have taken them. But I've kept them. But with yours, you should have just left it. Or left it in the house.
Thank you. Bye. You too. Hi, The Buzz. Thanks for holding. Jerk or Justify.
Sandy is a major jerk in that one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that. Yeah.
You know what I've noticed on this show during this time, during Jerk or Justified? No one cares about each other's, like, I don't know.
Feelings?
Yes. Yeah. Right.
You mean like taking a chair back to a curb?
I'm just returning it.
How do you think the chair feels being tossed around?
You should have disposed of it. You took their trash away to bring to your house, and that's what your husband says.
Yep.
Probably said when he got home and saw it.
It's really his fault.
Oh, sure.
I love the chair. It's a nice chair.
How about this? How about no? Pick your battles and then walk away.
Bring it into the studio.
Yeah, we'll put the alien we got from intern Mandy, and we'll sit it in the chair.
Yeah,
the big Halloween thing.
Our studio is like the pit. That's where Scott brings all his unwanted 3D printed things.
Yeah, that my wife doesn't want around the house. Anyway. All right. Thank you. Jerk it is.
Bye.
Bye.
What if we do start doing that? Everything in the everything our spouses don't want, well, we bring it into the studio.
You know, this is our second home anyway, so
it is
whatever, right?
Our home of misfit things.
Hi, Buzz. Good morning. What do you say, Jerk of Justified?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I only have one thing to say: that Sandy, I really wish I knew where you live.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put it out at the end of your driveway, I could come take it and then put it back a week later.
I'm gonna get it off my hands. No, you just want to like.
Have a good day, guys. Thank you.
Love you. I want you to say, do you have a picture of it? Send it to me. Honestly.
Okay. Why do you want it? I mean, the cushions are very worn. I will have to do something with the cushions. Well, not.
Well, one of my skills I acquired in this long life of mine is I've learned how to upholster things. So, I can bring it back to life.
Okay, so now can we change the trial to, can I lie to my husband and say I bought it from a store, but really it's the chair off someone's driveway that's got reupholstered?
Well, he'll know it's the same chair.
Nah, you know how sometimes husbands, they don't care. They're not very observant like that.
All right. Are you sending it to me?
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So anyhow, so where are we at?
Where do you think we're at?
The verdict is.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Just put it at the end of your driveway. Yeah, maybe somebody will take it or. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Jerk. Yeah. Justified. Yeah. 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, coming up on the show, your daughter's reaction so freaking priceless.
It was, it was way outweighed what I paid for this little present that I got her.
I don't even think it was the best surprise ever with her reaction, but I don't even think it's the money. I'm not feeling it. I don't think this was a good idea of yours.
It's been very highly anticipated for the last, 5 or 6 days.
And we're going to bring it up on the air because someone to agree with me that this wasn't the best decision Scott has made.
Oh, God, yeah. And his name is Jean-Claude and why he's so special. Coming
up. He's a local guy. Local guy
is
the hero of Tops on Jefferson Road.
Well, his name isn't Jean-Claude.
Oh, yeah, right. I got it confused. Yeah. Jean-Claude again?
Right. Okay.
Anyhow.
Yeah, hold on. We got all that coming up here. Oh, no, you are absolutely wrong. Heaven is not a place on earth, you blasphemous person, Belinda Carlisle, you.
Oh, my.
It's 98.9 to Buzz because, you know why? Because the rapture is supposed to be happening today or tomorrow, depending on a South African pastor who's gone viral. And the rapture, all God-loving Christians will be taken up to meet Jesus at the end of times. Often described as a sudden and miraculous transportation up. Have you seen that? It's been going around since the 1800s.
Wait, we're all going to float up into this? We're all going to die?
Well, no, you're going to float up in the air to heaven. If you are a God-fearing, Jesus-loving person, if you don't believe, then all the bad people will be stayed on earth and everybody's going to perish.
You and me, kid. Our studio of misfit items.
I was thinking of inconvenient places to be when you're transported up into the air. Like when you're getting a mammogram.
Well, that would save me from finishing up.
Can you imagine right when that thing is squeezing and your ankle starts going up and then pulling you by the ankle and your boob's trapped in the...
Okay. I like how that's where your head went. That was my first example.
My wife just had hers, so...
Oh, okay.
Walking your dog, that would be weird. Your dog's on the ground and you're pulling the leash and you're going up in the air. Porta potty, that'd be another bad place to have the rapture happen. And finally, as we get up to the 8 o'clock hour, during Nookie, especially if your partner is a non-believer, be like, woo, bye. Happy rapture, everybody, if it happens.
Were fantastic visuals.
98.9 The Buzz. All this amazing music. And you didn't even have to subscribe.
Good morning to you. It is a little after 8 o'clock here. And guess what, Sandy? I'm so excited to see a blissful little 6-year-old's face light up and squeal with delight when she got what she got yesterday.
I know. You were so proud of yourself. Like, it was a proud daddy moment when you could surprise her. And now, listen, okay, just play the clip. Don't say what it is yet that you gave her, because this is what we're debating, if this is a good idea or not. But the clip of her reacting undeniably is the most adorable thing ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, play that clip.
All right, Sunny 89 to Buzz, by the way, Spazano and Sandy here. And you want the edited one or the real one?
No, the edited one. Don't say what it is yet.
Oh.
Do you have it?
No, I thought we were just going to play the edited one.
Oh, because it is so priceless, her reaction. Okay, fine, say it.
Well, I'll just play the real one. So
you broke down.
In the mail yesterday was a highly anticipated little, almost like a little, like, you've been such a good girl, and she's been so into this, so I finally ended up breaking down. I thought it was going to come here this Saturday, so we had all week to wait for
it.
Did
she know this was coming?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so here's what happened.
What'd you get?
I love Boo Boo.
Are you excited?
It's so cute. I can't wait.
Okay.
To open this.
Okay.
So now she's opening it.
I can't wait.
I love Boo Boo.
Oh! I got a blue one!
Let me see. Show me. Oh my goodness. Look at that face. What a cutie.
She is just, at that point, just sunbeams coming off of her face. You know, she got so excited, made the dog bark.
I love it how you are such a fraud in front of her. On the air, you're like, that's the stupidest thing ever. Look at that ugly smile. And then with her, you're like, oh, I know. Isn't it so cute?
Wait, when did I say that?
When we first talked about way back when nobody knew what it was.
Wait, you said it creeped you out and it was ugly. I thought it was cool. I 3D printed one that day.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Yeah.
It creeps me out. It totally creeps me out. Like, that would freak me out having that in the house. I'm like, oh, that's going to scare you.
It comes in a... maybe 3-4 inch long, little stuffy, and it's got a keychain attached to it. So she immediately put it on her book bag, and then she's going to be all proud to bring it into school today.
She's the it girl. So here's the thing, again, that warms your heart. When you sent me the video, I just loved it. I love your daughter. She's such a stinking sweetheart, and that reaction is just awesome.
And I know you're setting me up to cut me down, so lay it on, sister.
Well, I'm not cutting you down. I just questioned, like, that is like... You caved to the LaBooBoo pressure. Come on. Don't do this.
Yeah.
It's like the Stanley Cup.
What's wrong with that?
Well, because then you're teaching your kid to be a follower, not a leader. I always talk.
Don't even try to explain. Just stop. Because you didn't want a Cabbage Patch doll when you were a kid. You didn't want a Furby. You didn't want a, you know, the Tickle Me Elmo. You didn't want. Come on. This is the thing.
Here and this is a battle in my mind, because when you saying Cabbage Patch did trigger me.
Yeah.
I do have a Cabbage Patch doll, Joella. But you know how long it took me to get Joella?
How long?
I went to a Cabbage Patch party with a Flower Girl. Flower Girl is the knockoff of Cabbage Patch. Okay, I was humiliated. Ooh. I was the only kid in my class to have a Flower Girl, not a Cabbage Patch.
Well, that's your parents' fault.
And it stuck with me. Like, it's still, obviously, it's a very vivid memory still to this day.
And you can blame your parents for that.
No, but you know what? Then Mom ended up getting me a Cabbage Patch. But I appreciate the fact that I wasn't the first to have those name brand follower type. Clicky, I'm keeping up with the Joneses kind of thing. I think that's what built character and scarring memories.
Guys is going to say an emotional scar. No wonder you're bitter.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe this is therapy session. Maybe that's why I'm so against following the it thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never did that. Like, Stanley Cup, no, I'm not buying my kid a Stanley. That's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
All I hear is think of his hockey when you say Stanley Cup.
Oh, I know. LaBooBoo, nope. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm absolutely not jumping on
American
that trend.
Girl doll. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I did do that.
The fact that there's layers here, right? She's been watching LaBooBoo video stuff on YouTube Kids. And, you know, it comes out of Japan, and it's like, a lot of it's like in Japanese, like text and stuff. So I don't quite get it. I do get that.
Oh, my God, they could be swearing. You have no idea what they're
saying.
But
I do get that Japan is way more, what's the word for it?
culturally into these quirky things. You know what I'm talking about? More into that than America is.
You didn't feel like... Like when I would hold out with the American Girl doll, I held out for so long because it's so stinking expensive.
Okay,
like
all this stuff. We know that other problem you have.
Well, no, I'm saying like when I held out, I ended up caving and getting the American Girl doll. So, but a part of me was like, oh man, I can't believe I'm following the crowd. What am I teaching my kid? Did you feel that at all?
No.
Jumping on this bandwagon of a trend that makes no sense why this is popular.
She doesn't know. She does know that other kids have them, and she loves them. And then she sees them on her little TV show, so she loves that. And now I got to tell you something. She's got 5,000 octillion stuffed animals, okay? And actually, this is part of it. Last weekend, we were down in our basement toy play area there, and it was literally, they're climbing up the wall. There's a pile of them. And I'm like, okay, Ellie, I want you to get a box. I gave her a cardboard box. I said, I want you to pick out some stuffies that you can give to little kids that don't have stuffies. Mm. And so she actually boxed up some of them, including one of my 3D printed pandas. I'm like, no, we're keeping this one out. and we boxed it up. We've got some tape. She actually wrote little notes on it and little hearts and stuff.
What a sweetheart.
So I taught her that kind of release.
Okay.
So now to get a little boo-boo, she has never treated anything like this before. I went to kiss her goodnight again this morning when I left, right? And there it is attached to a little string on the side of her bed. Like she's
it's still new.
Yeah, it's still new.
Get back to me in 3 months. But when you were buying this, were you like buying it because you want her to fit in at school because all the other kids have it?
Last thought on my mind.
Oh, it was?
Yeah,
okay.
No, I don't. It's just the thrill.
Yeah, she was right. I don't know if I believe that.
She sparked so much like interest. Like, okay, like.
Is this from daddy or is this gift from mommy?
No, it's from dad.
Oh, see, I knew you were going to say that. What a jerk you are.
What are you trying to do? Why are you trying to kick me into something? Like what? Why can't I buy my daughter a gift?
Yeah, but that right there, subconsciously, you're trying to one-up your wife. I was going to say your mom.
No.
Your wife.
No.
And you're trying to be the favorite parent. Oh, yes, you are. I'm on to you.
No, you're grasping for straws. Anything
else? Why don't you say it's from mommy and daddy? Why'd you just say it's from daddy?
Well, you want to hear a funny story? You're going to love this.
You're terrible.
You're going to pucker when you hear this.
Oh, I can't wait. So will pucker.
I'm on the part that we don't see. And I'm like, I'm on my phone. I ordered it on my phone, right? And I ordered it through the TikTok shop because they're now available. They're sold out forever. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get one, right? And with shipping, it's like $40.
And you're sure it's a real one, not a LaFoufou or the knockoff?
Oh, no, it's legit. So then I'm distracted. Ellie's doing stuff. I was in the moment, boom, and it's like, oh, you have one item in your cart. I'm like, oh, I didn't send it. Boom. Guess what came yesterday?
$40. That's a lot.
I know.
Damn keychain.
I know. Yeah. Well, it's bigger than a keychain. But guess what came yesterday in the box? 2 Labubus. I clicked it twice by mistake. I paid $80-some for this stupid stuffed animals. So we're holding one back for Christmas. Don't tell my wife.
$80 on a dang animal that needs to go to the orthodontist?
Yes.
Why don't you give that other one to charity? Put it in that box.
When she's done with it.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tuesday. Spazan and Sandy here. What's up? We got a local hero that you... Are you calling him a local hero or
well, you know, this is what we're debating. Do we see him as a hero or do we think he's crazy? Because there's not many people like Kyle Brancato.
Mm-hmm.
And I when I saw this story, what he saw at Tops on Jefferson Road, mm-hmm. you know how many other people walked by it and didn't think anything of it?
Mm-hmm.
But Kyle saw it, and it broke his heart.
Yeah.
It pulled at his heartstrings so much that now he was on a mission.
A big mission. To save
Jean-Lobster.
Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude the Lobster. They even named it.
Yeah.
And so it's orange, okay? It's an orange lobster, and it was in the fish tank, right? In the lobster tank. And he's like, probably And he has a quote, right?
How I've got the whole thing.
Okay.
But the funny thing is, when you see an orange lobster, you're like, oh, that's cooked. Lobsters turn orange when they're cooked. They're like dark, dark brownish green or whatever when they're not.
I worked at the Fisherman's Wharf. You don't have to school me on that.
No, I'm not schooling you on. I'm just saying, like, it's weird. Like psychologically, you're like, that lobster is cooked, but it's still alive. What's going on? 1 in 30 million occurrence.
Of an orange lobster.
And he picked up on it. Take a listen.
Walked by the lobster tank, and I saw this bright orange lobster, very different from all the other ones in the tank. I think the only reason it was still in the tank was people probably thought it had a disease or something because it looked so different and nobody purchased it. I borrowed some tank water from Palmer's down the road, and that bought me enough time to go to Petco, pick up a 20-gallon tank, and I got 20 gallons of seawater that they sell in the store in boxes. And I emptied it into the tank, cooled it down to the proper temperature, and I contacted an organization out of Long Island to rehabilitate it and bring it back to the ocean.
Nice! Good for him! I was going to play the Indiana Jones theme. They went to the extremes!
How much time, effort, money, research this guy went through to save this one orange lobster.
I love this. This is so cool.
And would you go through, I mean, I'm just scratching my head. Like, I walk by that lobster tank. I worked in the Fisherman's Wharf. I hated it. It broke my heart.
What?
Like, I wanted to save all those lobsters, but I'm just all talk.
Did you ever see an orange one?
No.
No. How about an albino one, a white one?
No, I never saw that.
They're even
but
it
was like,
rare.
I was all talk in that. It broke my heart. I would never cook the lobsters, steam them. I would have someone else do it because it was cruel in my eyes. But I didn't do anything about it. I'm just a talker.
Yeah, you're fine.
This guy, he says something. He's doing it. He's following through.
Yeah, I give him lots of credit. And it's awesome. It's a great human interest story and probably went national.
I think it was
picked up.
Hmm? Would you do that?
First of all, you have to have some of that weird inside back knowledge to know that that thing's unique. That's got to be something. And he probably looked it up and goes, my God, there's a 1 in 30 million chance that this thing can happen. So I'm going to save it.
But why not save his friends? Like, you were moved so much to save him. Save them all. Free all the lobsters.
Well, that's your
all.
Job, Miss Epita. You got to go. You go buy a 50-gallon tank.
Yeah,
You know what? I'm not in that world, that saltwater fish tank world. I didn't know you could buy saltwater in a box.
I had no
that's
idea.
Cool.
I would not even think to go to Palmer's and be like, hey, listen, I'm trying to save this lobster.
Well,
can I have some water?
They got lobster water there. They do. That's cool. Very innovative. Very, thinking outside the box to try to preserve this little buddy.
This guy, actually, that's a very attractive side of this man. Because he is so, I don't know, about saving this lobster.
Mm-hmm.
He must be the best boyfriend or husband. Don't you think?
I think this is
a first date kind of question. Here's a scenario for you before we go out on a second date. You see an orange lobster in a lobster tank. What are you going to do? This guy will fight for you. He'll die for you.
So tell me about yourself. Well, I just saved a 1 in 30 million chance of having a lobster be and put him, got him back to the back to where he came from.
Hero alive. Or nuts? What do you say?
Oh, total hero.
So silly, like how much time he spent and money. Like, what does that cost?
That's not cheap to buy a 20-gallon tank.
No, and the research and did he take days off of work? Listen, I can't come in. I got to save this lobster.
Oh, no, he probably did it all one day, one or 2 days. Because you get the lobster, then you try it, and you get the water from Palmer's, you put it in a tub, then you go get a tank and you get some more water.
It's a long day.
You contact authorities somewhere, somehow. You look that up online. Then they drive.
It's a long day.
They drove hours from probably the East Coast to come and pick this thing up. Yeah, yeah. Literally.
His wife is like, hello, excuse me, soccer practice. No, you can't take the kids to soccer practice because you're okay. All right, I got it. It's fine.
All right. Well, Jean-Claude the lobster apparently has been preserved. He's okay. As a matter of fact, the guy, I saw the rest of the interview on the other side who took the rescue place.
From the Wildlife Conservation Society.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, okay. He had picked it up and he was showing people it, and it had its claw out, like it's going to, like, arr. So he goes, I see a sign of aggression. It means it's healthy. We're going to get him back here very soon.
All right. Anyone know Kyle Brancato? Tell him we think he's a hero.
Absolutely.
He's a hero in our eyes.
Yes. And why didn't you save the rest of them?
Yeah, poor guys.
This is Anna and Sandy here, coming up to 9 o'clock.
You got to get rid of it. It's got to get out of the studio.
Well, we haven't set it up yet. It's got to hang out for a little while.
All right. You're too scared to bring it home to your wife.
Okay, so our the OG intern of Spazano and Sandy, like 400 years ago, Mandy gave me a 6-foot alien Halloween decoration, outdoor, scary, you know, motion activated thing, right?
Because she doesn't want it in her house.
That's right, exactly.
So she passed it off to Scotty. Yes. I got the greatest Halloween decoration for Scott.
Uh-huh.
And Scott's like, my wife won't let me bring that home.
Well,
so it's just sitting in the studio.
Well, I don't know if she won't let me. So I'm trying to figure, like, I want to set it up in here. And okay. And here's the best part of having a six-year-old, because if the six-year-old likes it, mommy's going to like it.
What the six-year-old wants, the six-year-old gets. I used to do that all the time whenever I wanted something.
Why wouldn't we
I would
that?
Get the kids to ask my husband.
Daddy, can mommy have a Gucci bag?
Right. Actually, that's how I got my Tiffany's bracelet.
Really?
It was a joke. Yes. Do you remember that? I had my daughter jokingly call my husband when he was on the air on the sports bar.
Uh-huh.
Mommy wants a Tiffany bracelet. And it was just a pure joke. Like, uh-huh. I was just, right?
And he got
Doesn't
you one.
He? Yes. I was like, oh, wait, this is the that was my first kid. She was a little mooch. I'm like, the power of a child.
Oh,
what else could we ask for?
You kidding me? You know, when Ellie came up and said, Daddy, I want a new kitchen. And I'm like, oh, okay, wait a second.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're right. She can't say anything. She wants a new kitchen. So this damn alien is nothing compared to a kitchen.
I can't wait to set up, though. It's 6 feet tall. It's got a big, you know, egg-shaped head, you know, and it's. She said it only lived inside during the Halloween last year. It's never been outside. So I might.
Can I make a statement that probably nobody is going to agree to?
Can't wait.
I think Halloween decorations are cheesy.
That's nice. I don't.
Only on Halloween does it work in my eyes.
Yeah, you're like Christmas. Like, you take the tree down next morning.
Well, okay, but I put the tree up before Thanksgiving. I don't know what it is then about Halloween.
Then why would you want to get rid of the Christmas tree the day after Christmas?
I think, because we're done here. Moving on. Let's move on. Let's look forward. Clean the house. Let's go.
Nobody wants Christmas to end.
But, okay, let's stay with Halloween.
Yeah, I don't want to confuse anybody.
Right?
I do have cards.
I think I'm just creeped out by the gory Halloween decorations.
Oh,
I think that's what it is.
All right.
Yeah.
I tell you, man, there's been some amazing. We went to Lowe's and Home Depot and with Ellie, and they're taking it up a notch. Not them, but these companies that are Halloweening are taking it up a notch, bigger and bigger. Kendall's Mafia is texting us, by the way. What?
It's expensive.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I do have calls. Let's take a call here. Good morning to Buzz. Hi, what's up?
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. Do you think, should I just bring it home, set it up without her knowing, or should I ask her? Should I ask my wife?
Yeah. I mean, my own wife and I, we have our own thing. She has Christmas. I stay in my lane, or she stays in her lane with that. And
yeah.
I have Halloween. I stay in my lane.
That Halloween house. Well, I hope I didn't offend you by saying I don't like Halloween decorations. Do you go gory Halloween? What kind of Halloween are we doing here at your house?
Yeah. Well, the first year, I'm all about scaring people, but after my own kids, we watched Pirates of the Caribbean, and my son was like, I want a pirate ship.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked at my front porch and said, yeah, I can do that. So for the last over a decade, I've built a 60-foot pirate ship.
Off the front of my damn, porch. Skippy!
What?
Whoa! A 60-foot pirate ship in your front yard?
Yep.
You awesome. Are every insane. Year.
I mean, I'll take that.
Yeah, that's good. Where are you guys? Yeah, is this open to the public? Can people go and see it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm right in Palmyra, right on Main Street.
Oh, they can't miss it.
Right, I can see it from here, and I live in right Grilton. I can see your 60-foot pirate ship from my house.
I mean, I've added a crow's nest. It goes right up straight through the porch roof, you know, all sorts of different scenes around the place, and I just add to it every year. It's kind of become almost a staple of Palmyra. I'm afraid to ever change it.
I was going
to
say, if you stop it, people are going to be like, no, keep it going. Yeah, so how many years have you been doing this? What?
Let's see, I've been in the house about probably going on 14 years, so I've been doing the ship itself probably 12 to 13 years.
Wow.
How long does it take you to set this up?
In order to pull it all out, I've gotten it down to a really good science, but in order to pull it all out, I start the first weekend of September.
I love it.
Wow.
Yeah, and a lot of it has to do with I have to have some of the main components up so I can get the measurements for the new stuff that adds, you know, that year.
What's going on this year? What's the new theme?
I mean, a lot of things. So the theme itself is called Shackled Shadows.
Uh-huh.
It's focusing on a jail cell scene with pirates. Kind of, if you've been on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride,
mm-hmm.
or seen it in the movies, the pirates trying to lure the dog with the keys.
Yeah.
So basically kind of replicating that scene.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, my God. That's I mean, do you still get the same amount of joy that you got year one?
Absolutely.
Oh, you do? I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I would think it's a task.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've got a full crew at this point. The friends who liked Halloween the same but didn't really get anybody at their houses, I was like, come to my house. I said, the only requirements, I need you to bring a bag of candy and dress like a pirate.
There you go.
Oh, I love it.
Okay,
and
now,
everything I build is functional so they can use it as, you know, actors themselves.
Oh, this is awesome. So how many people did you think you brought in and saw it last year?
Oh, we count. Last year we broke 1,600 kids.
Come on!
Wow! Okay, where is it again? Holy cow, we got to check this out.
Right on Main Street in Palmyra, really close, about a block away from the four churches corners as you're heading to Macedon.
Okay, so it's right there. All right, excellent. What's your name? I don't think we asked.
Rob Henning.
Okay, Rob Henning. How do we find this online? Can we find it?
My Facebook page, Rob Henning, I post anything with the ship publicly so it can generally be seen and shared by folks.
Awesome.
This year, obviously, we upped the game a little bit. We're doing a non-perishable food drive with it that started this past Saturday. Figured with all the positive attention it gets, we could spin that to use it.
Absolutely. Give back to the community. That's awesome.
All right, Scott's measly little alien.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get my, you know, like Home Depot
you gotta
alien.
Step up your game, my
friend. We'll come out now. And is it up and running now, or when's it start?
Oh, no, it's the main stuff is up. This weekend I'm hoping to start getting all the lighting rigged and effects starting to run.
Mm-hmm.
I won't have the 40-foot projection screen up until night of, just because winds can take that thing out of the picture.
All right.
Quick, so.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. Rob? Well, now you're part of the Buzz fam, Rob, okay?
Yeah.
And then happy Halloween, man. Thanks for calling in.
I've been a long-time listener, but first time calling in.
Okay, like we said,
I'm a pirate.
Yeah, are we pirates? Thanks, buddy.
I can't do it.
I'll let you go, man. Have a great one. We'll talk, okay?
Thanks.
Happy Halloween.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, see you.
Okay, bye. I'll just tell my wife, look, Rob can do it. I can put up his... Yeah, all right.
Rob's wife is okay with it.
The commercial-free 98 is on next. Suzanne and Sandy saying, see you, bye.
Wait, let's say Tim's suggestion. Have the day you deserve.
Have the day you deserve.
See you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz.
It's Pizzano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Why don't you come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. Yeah. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 98.9thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 98.9thebuzz.com.
Breakfast provided by Donuts Delight. Serving you Rochester's finest donuts since 1958, located at 1700 Culver Road.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.